there's an incredible amount of expectations of the delivery of good education to the Arctic learners, regardless their culture, regardless their languages. And there's a lot of hope invested in the education system to do a better job now that most of the indigenous peoples have gained self-government in the Arctic.
So you yourself are an Inuit, and you were educated yourself in Greenland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I'm an Arctic person myself by heart and soul and physical being. That's what I am. I was born in Greenland, where my family was in a very, very teeny little town, no more than 20 houses. And like many other peoples in the north, we were relocated. So I grew up in a bigger town and went to school there and was totally immersed in the Danish school system, which was to assimilate us into becoming Danes.
There has, of course, been a problem of educational inequality between the indigenous and the non-indigenous that's been persistent for decades. I mean, and we now have this Sustainable Development Goal number 4, which does specifically enshrine the rights of the indigenous in terms of education.
Yes, education is very much related to that of sustainability, and that has to do with that of resources, whether these are natural resources or non-renewable resources. These are very, very important ones for the future of the indigenous populations around the world. And for my purposes, there is indeed always that exploration going on as far as the resources, non-renewable resources, are concerned, to try to see what kinds of new things can be found that are good for the nation states. But with these self-governments for the future, I'm hoping that much more will be dealt in a way that the benefits actually go to the indigenous populations rather than just being extracted for the sake of non-indigenous populations.
Are you satisfied that the UN is doing all it could and should be doing on behalf of the indigenous in terms of this crucial field of education?
I find it absolutely so hopeful that UN is doing something about that, specifically in the area of indigenous education, because nation states have really very little interest. They have put very little interest and funding and hope, you know, and heart into the education of indigenous populations. And with intervening of these kinds of situations, there is at least a hope. And I'm hoping that in the future that nation states will be able to connect to learn as to what the colonial system has done to the indigenous populations, but how we can actually transform ourselves.
And in terms of protecting the vulnerable indigenous communities, in terms of the climate change agenda, are you happy that that obviously the indigenous were specifically mentioned in the Paris Agreement, and that their interests are also being seriously considered?
Absolutely. I mean, we are undergoing climate change, and our Arctic peoples are the first ones to have made a note of that and said over for more than 20 years that the climate is changing, and very rapidly so in the Arctic. And so Arctic peoples have been warning about the climate change. It's 20 years later that you are feeling the effect here in the so-called South. And in that regard, the experiences are much more immediate and urgent as far as the peoples are concerned, indigenous populations are concerned, because they're coastal people. Most of them are coastal peoples.
So what's the single biggest change that you'd like to see happen when it comes to making the education system more equal and allowing greater access to indigenous people?
Dignity, respect, and for people to be able to continue their lives, as in the case of the Arctic peoples, living in the Arctic. That's really what the call is about, is to be able to show the world that we can look after ourselves, we can sustain ourselves, we can look after the environment and be stewards and stewardesses for the environment and continue a life that benefits not just us living right now, but future generations, but also be respectful in dignity of the ancestors that survived for so many years.
And you think that nation states will listen? After all these decades of many would say, neglect and just not taking your issues seriously?
What I find astounding is the staunch response from the nation states of not wanting to teach the learners in their countries about peoples of the Arctic. I find that just totally wrong. I mean, why wouldn't the Danish kids learn about Greenlandic kids? Peoples of the Arctic do enjoy their nationhood. You know, people are very proud of being Canadians. They're proud of being Greenlanders, Danes, you know. And Norwegians are proud of being Norwegian. Sami are proud to be that and this and that, you know. So let's do things together, not being interpreted in a wrong way, not to be seen in a some kind of static, long time ago Eskimo or some time ago Lap, you know. That's not what we are about. We are about real people today and in the future.